The days-long blockade began when five out-of-work miners blocked a coal train to protest delayed payment from employer Black Jewel Coal.
If they can load a train out, they can give us our money.
Since then, the protest has grown to dozens of miners and supporters and attracted national media attention and visit from campaigning politicians. Black Jewel workers have gone without pay since the end of June, when, miners said, paychecks bounced without warning. Black Jewel owes over 1,000 workers in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Virginia more than $11 million in unpaid wages. Protesters have vowed to remain on the tracks until they get the paychecks they're owed. The federal bankruptcy judge hearing the Black Jewel case has expressed sympathy for the unpaid miners, but has not yet forced the company creditors to pay them. Sam Petzonk is an attorney with West Virginia's Mountain State Justice and is representing miners from Black Jewel's Eastern Division. He says whether or not miners get paid depends on how much money comes from the sale of Black Jewel's assets.
Not all of the Eastern employees may be called back to work because of the auction. And so the proceeds of that auction must be sufficient to pay the unpaid wages for the non-returning employees.
Miners plan to attend a court hearing Monday in West Virginia when a judge may decide whether to approve the Black Jewel sale and whether miners get their money. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.